Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
So there's a part that, like, I think people don't understand about fighting, and I always, like, I'm just a huge fight fan, but we were talking earlier in the car ride up to what a fun day we had today, but about strategy. I don't think people understand how much goes into the forethought of how to plan in a fight camp to actually fuck a dude up and actually realizing what they throw. And that was kind of what you're talking about with Fader, was like the nuances. Okay, he wants, when you shoot, the uppercut and the hook, yep, and then working around those things. Are you cool speaking about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in training camp, too, I try to pride myself on being overprepared. I never want to feel like I'm walking into that cage and I'm underprepared. Because that's the worst feeling in the world, because you're not confident if you're in a position, it starts to get a little hairy. You know, you're like, do I use my energy supplies right now and all that? So I always try to over prepare on that aspect. And then with Fedor, we were obviously watching tapes. So with him, you got to be either ready to get in that firefight. And we were at the beginning and kind of, take his gas tank down a little bit. I thought it'd only benefit us. But at the same time, he holds his hands really low and you can't see his right hand.
He shoots that right hand from the fucking
ear.
Yeah,
that's why it's
he's
dangerous.
Like, how about him?
Right?
It comes out of nowhere. Yeah.
But that's what he dropped, Mitrione with that. He dropped, everybody with that, because you can't see it right there. But at the same time, holding your hands down there, you're open, you're exposed. And so that whole time we were going to try to read that distance and hope we could. And when I got in there, I was reading his body and his eyes and everything, and I could read him. And I go, okay, I know when he's trying to throw this. I can be at this weird, it's a weird distance in MMA. You get in there, and it's like a no man's zone right there. And
right.
And then it's either you go here,
engage,
or you go
disengage.
Back out.
Right.
And so I knew if I played that fine line,
you could see him load up.
Yeah, I can load. Okay, that's that line right there. Okay, now I'm gonna. You know, he's respecting my takedown ability and all that. And that's when I kind of, I was like, I'm going to hit him with his left hook right now and put him out. And I was feeling it out through a little jab, a little kind of a really easy kind of check hook to see where he was going to be at. And it was kind of what we were, game planning, and then ended up hitting him with that hook. But
is it super rewarding when, your fight camp and your coaches and everything come together? Like, because you were talking about that, like, okay, I'm going to do this kind of like jab.
Mm-hmm.
Hook, overhand, and when you practice that, because you were staying in the car, and then like you just land it.
Yeah.
Or you're like, fucking A, I got the right coaches.
No, exactly. And that's
it
what we're doing the whole time.
It worked.
And in the back, I'll put out a video whatnot, but of us constantly practicing that and pushing him into that punch the whole time. And then, and I thought I was going to land it first round. I thought I was going to get it done pretty quickly, but you also got to be prepared to be in that cage for 29 minutes in there, with the breaks in the rounds.
Gross.
Wow.
Fighting one of the baddest dudes ever.
It's hard for me to walk up one set of stairs.
Jared loves cheeseburgers, and he can't eat cheeseburgers for 29 minutes.
No, it's one of those things. It was a cool experience, and it happened to work out. It could have been a little different. I hit him on the top of the head and not flush right there and didn't put him away, and we had a crazy fight for 25 minutes, but like you were saying, it's nice when a plan comes together.
Kick ass.
Got it done.